Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The snow is falling around Cleveland. We're going to get some real football weather this Sunday when the Browns take on the Texans. Texans 4-5 on the year. The Browns 6-3 atop the AFC North. We like to keep saying it, so we will. Looking to get to 5-1 at home, 7-3 on the season. Matt, this is an interesting game. It's one the Browns have to have. They have Ryan Mallett making their first start for the Texans. What, in your mind, are the keys to victory?
The keys to victory for me are stopping the run game. Arian Foster right now is number two behind DeMarco Murray in all of rushing in the NFL. I believe he has seven touchdowns. He's one of those guys that might not spring a lot of runs early, but he grinds on you in that zone scheme, very similar to what we run. And then also, too, the J.J. Watt factor, our ability to mark him, you know, every time we line up offensively and contain him, contain his production and keep him off of Brian Hoyer.
Arian Foster, they say it will be a game-time decision, so hopefully if he goes, he's not at 100%. Not our problem here with the Cleveland Browns. If he's out, Alfred Blue will be the running back for the Houston Texans. As you look at this offensive matchup for the Browns, you talked about J.J. Watt, but what is the critical matchup as you see it for the Browns' offense to have success?
I think it's the offensive line, and I'm going to include J.J. Watt as a factor in this football game, but also, too, their entire defensive front. They, a lot like us, run a lot of different fronts. They have some playmakers. We may see Jadeveon Clowney. We may not. But again, identifying where J.J. Watt is, identifying the front, and our offensive line with a semi-new center, and Nick McDonald, or whoever plays at the center position, identifying those fronts and those schemes because they're a very active offensive and defensive front.
Yeah, the good news is looks like McDonald will be able to go. The Browns gave up only four pressures against Cincinnati and ran the ball incredibly well. 52 carries for 170 yards and three touchdowns. Now, defensively, what do you think the critical matchup is for the Browns to get the job done in this one?
I'm going to continue to put the pressure on the guy that stepped up last week, Buster Skrine. I believe that Joe Hayden will be on Andre Johnson, who is, again, over his prime, but still very productive. But DeAndre Hopkins, to me, is an up-and-coming wide receiver in this National Football League who gets open a lot opposite of Andre Johnson. They don't really have any other weapons, a third or fourth receiver, or even a tight end that is a very producing pass catcher. So DeAndre Hopkins, Buster Skrine, DeAndre Hopkins, K'Wan Williams, Justin Gilbert. That is my matchup.
Yeah, it's a big one. DeAndre Hopkins leads the team in receiving yards, yards per catch, and is top five in the NFL, over 10 yards per target. So he's been very good, the second-year receiver out of Clemson. I think we might even see some Joe Hayden on him at times. They might play side-specific, but I think ultimately you're right. You're going to get more of Joe on the bigger receiver. That's where he thrives against a guy like Andre Johnson. So Buster's got to step up against DeAndre Hopkins. That has been our final game preview here on Cleveland Browns Today. From Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying get to First Energy Stadium early. Get in your seats, get loud, and cheer on your first place Browns as they look to get to 7-3 against the Texans.